Hey, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of the Sunday Soother Advice Cast. This is a mini podcast that comes out every Sunday where I tackle your questions about how to live your life more meaningfully with more thought, intention, and spirit. So I am Catherine Andrews, your host and the writer of the Sunday Soother newsletter. I live in Washington, D.C., and thank goodness the shutdown is temporarily over. We'll see how that goes. As many of you know, I am the author of the Sunday Soother newsletter, which is a weekly newsletter about practical ways to live more spiritually and meaningfully in your day-to-day life. In my day job, I am a writer and editor, and in my night job, I write the newsletter, I do this podcast, and I think way too much about everything from skincare to foam rolling to what I'm going to put in my slow cooker to what new scent of incense to buy. So I am super busy. Today is the third episode of this advice cast, and we'll be tackling a great question from a reader today. If you haven't, I do encourage you to go back and listen to episodes 1 and 2. I answer questions there about getting a little more comfortable with being single in your late 30s. I answer a question about millennial burnout. I talk about a fresh take on a way to use your phone less. And I also chat about the practice of journaling by hand, what it is and why you might want to do it. So this week, I'm taking questions from a reader who is 27 and having a little bit of a crisis about her job and her career direction. But first, I want to get the requisite housekeeping out of the way. Every Sunday, this podcast, and it's a Facebook Live video series, I guess it's not live, but it's a Facebook video series, drops, and it answers questions from readers, from you guys. So if you want your question to be answered on this advice cast, there are 1 billion, okay, not 1 billion, but there are at least a few ways to submit. You can head to tinyletter.com/candrews. That's where you can sign up for my newsletter, and there is a link to submit questions. You can email me at kathdandrews@gmail.com. And you can submit a voicemail to 202-525-6558. Or if you're watching this on Facebook, please just drop your questions in the comments or on the Facebook page. You are welcome to post them there if you feel comfortable. You can also find all the links necessary to get to all of my many endeavors at instagram.com/katherineandrews. Okay, I consider the housekeeping done. The house has been kept. So we're going to get to the main question of today, which is about work and identity and careers and how do you find meaning in all of that stuff, which I think is something that a lot of us can relate to. So I'm going to go ahead and read the question from the person who submitted it. I'm 27 years old, and have spent most of my 20s working for nonprofits and fundraising. I love the mission of the work, but behind the curtain, there's still a lot of ego, even in the social justice world. I want to pivot and do something in the healing sphere, as I think that's a place where the seeds of change can truly be planted. I'm on the verge of quitting my job, but I want to save up for at least a month first. My question is, how do you totally change your career trajectory and stay true to yourself? How do you navigate the change and not fall into old habits, resenting my job, loss of hope, and keep a fire burning? So, thank you so much for submitting this question. I think it's a great question for such a critical time in the world right now, and it doesn't matter your age. I think you will, all readers out there will resonate with some part of this question. And I admire your insight and your thought about what you really want to do in the world right now and how to do something that you care about authentically, which is a question that people struggle with every day. Your desire and passion really shine through and your intent to make a difference in this world. And I do think I might have some useful thoughts for you, though I don't think they might be along the lines that you might expect. But I'm going to go ahead with them anyway, and we're going to figure it out together, right? So I'm going to do what I generally try to do when I'm answering questions from readers. And a lot of these questions are, you know, very complex at their core. These are not easy questions to answer. And I don't pretend to have all of the answers to be able to break it down in a simple way or into a black and white thing. But I'm going to try to give you an approach here. So I'm going to talk about some abstract concepts that I think your question raised, whether or not you meant them to, and sort of give you ways to think about those concepts and maybe chew on them a little bit and sort of decide what they mean to you. Then I'm going to give you some reading, some exercises and resources that hopefully will help you get to a place where you can make a decision or think about this issue at hand in a way that does feel genuinely authentic and right for you, no matter how you end up moving forward. Basically, we're going to do a lot of reflecting together. So, and I also think I'm going to talk about 4 separate things. I'm going to talk about the concept of our jobs or our careers as an identity and why that can be problematic. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about how we can discover an identity unique to us that has nothing to do with our jobs, right? And how you can then move into a career that's based on your identity, not, you know, expect your career to create or define your identity for you. I'm going to give you a few small nuggets of advice and some exercises based off of a few things that I noticed in your question that I think might help you delve more deeply into your current sense of sort of general malaise or resentment that you mentioned. And I'll give you a couple of resources that you can read to further reflect on the whole issue at hand. Okay, that's a lot of things, but we'll break it down and it won't go too long. So we're going to deal with number one here. And I think this is really key here for anybody who's sort of thinking about their job and a way to move forward more authentically and happily in their career. So this is a little bit about the way you talk about your job. And I think this is a very common thing for people, particularly in their 20s and early 30s, is the mistake of aligning your identity and purpose and happiness in the world with your job. When really, I believe that your identity, your essence, and who you are in your spirit is uniquely you. It has nothing to do with your job. Now, your job may and hopefully does end up reflecting elements of your identity, of what you want to put forth in the world. But your job cannot and should not be your identity or be the one thing that is giving you purpose or helping you sort of, you know, light that fire that you were talking about. So when you ask, how do you totally change your career trajectory and stay true to yourself? Those two concepts cannot be 100% related, right? Let me talk a little bit more about that. This is a trap that we're allowed to, and perhaps in many ways actually encouraged to, fall into from the moment we basically hit high school. We're encouraged to see our jobs and indeed sort of the amount of productivity that we can churn out related to those jobs and other achievements as our identity and as our self-worth. And I mean, I get why this happens. It makes sense in a lot of ways, actually. I've already talked, and this is only the third episode, but I've talked many times in this podcast about how we're not given many authentic opportunities in life to discover who we truly uniquely are in our own specific identities. We must, in order to survive, frankly, align with a purpose that fits into society very quickly. And where better to do that than in a job or a career? And how better to measure our worth or our identity by title or salary or how many new projects we get or how many assignments we complete or how many awards we win. It is a very easy trap to fall into. But there is a really big risk in thinking of your job as your meaning or as a thing that lights your fire and as a big part of your identity or as a higher calling, as many people do these days. This is a problem, you know, because ultimately your job is what I would call an external actor. It is something in the end that you genuinely have no control over. And your job and your place of work has no responsibility to you because we live in a capitalist corporate hellhole. You cannot give your identity and meaning over then to this external actor because it has no investment in you at the end of the day. And there are a lot of different external actors in our life, right, that we sort of give our power or control over to. An external actor can be our job, as we're discussing. An external actor can be what your parents think your adult life should look like. An external actor could be your spouse or partner and how they're defining what your life should be like. An external actor could be something like living your life on Instagram so that it looks, you know, cool and satisfying. But ultimately, none of those external actors will give you true and complete meaning or identity because they don't come from within you. You know, you're looking towards an external actor to help you with the definition of who you are, when really that can only come from in your heart, in your mind. I know that's cheesy, but I think it's true. And that's why a job or career can be a dangerous place to rest your identity because you cannot and should not depend on your work to be your savior of meaning in your life. That said, obviously, most of us have to work, right? So, you know, we need money, we need to get a salary, or it's something that's expected of us, or honestly, because we want to, right? Like, we want to work, we want to do good things in this world, and we want to have a job and feel like we're a productive part of society. And so I want to say that I truly do believe you can align your work to what is important and critical to you, but only after you've truly reflected on you and what your internal identity and meaning is. And after you've spent some time fully identifying those and sort of defining them and seriously thinking about them, then you can move forward in a little bit more of a productive way in your career and job. So how can you do that? Well, for you in particular, reader, I would like you to do some writing. And I'm going to talk a little bit about some key phrases that you mentioned in your letter that jumped out to me, and I will just read them in a list here. Healing sphere. Seeds of change. Stay true to yourself. And keep a fire burning. So those are all great phrases and sentiments, but they are super high level. And honestly, they don't really mean anything in their own, right? Right? Like, keep a fire burning or being true to yourself could look entirely different to me than what it does to you. So they are very individual beliefs, but very broad statements. In a way, they are empty vessels. They are, you know, they're going to reflect whatever those things mean to you. And they honestly don't mean anything until you put some specificity into them. So I want you to define those phrases for you. And I often recommend journaling by hand on this podcast, and no surprise, I am going to do it because I think it is one of the best ways to reflect and uncover true parts of your identity and connection to your spirit. And I'm going to give you a few prompts to help out. So I'd like you to get out your notebook and a pen and journal for at least 10 minutes, if not just several different times. You know, this can be an ongoing practice. You don't have to nail it on the first time. But I'd like you to journal significantly on each of the following phrases that we've mentioned and how you would define them. So first, I want you to define healing sphere. You say you want to move into the healing sphere, but I don't know what that means. You know, you might have a specific example, but it's worth still writing about and reflecting about what that actually really looks like from you. I mean, it could be anything from nursing to acupuncture. You know, what is it about healing that calls to you? When you close your eyes and see yourself in the healing sphere, what are you actually doing? You know, are you putting Band-Aids on children? Are you doing massage? Are you teaching yoga? Are you working in other modes? You know, are you doing surgery? Are you in a hospital? It's critical to be specific here as to what that actually means to you. Second, I want you to define seeds of change. Specifically, I want you to brainstorm the kind of change you hope will one day affect this world in a positive way. Now, do you want to spread a mission of massage to 300 patients before you turn 30? Do you want to be writing influential op-eds on what health policy this looks that should be taken into account in this country? Should you be writing a novel on healing overall? You know, this country needs healing. The society needs healing. But those seeds of change that you hope to plant, what does that mean? What does that really look like? It could mean traveling. It could mean like putting crystals on people, which is totally cool and I'm totally into. But the seeds of change is too abstract. I need you to define what that means for you. Get specific. Third, I need you to define what it means to stay true to yourself. You know, probably Donald Trump thinks at some level he's staying true to himself. But whatever he's following, that is like not the kind of guidelines I want to be following for me staying true to myself. And staying true to yourself is wonderfully idealistic and passionate, but also in a way totally generic. Name what it means to you. What does it feel like to be in your body when you are being true with yourself? What does it look like in your day-to-day life? What are the rules or guidelines to let yourself know that you may have gone off that path and are no longer being true to yourself? It is important to know those things deep in your heart, both what it means and feels like every day to know that you're being true to yourself and to know what it means that you're not being true to yourself so you can guide yourself back onto that path. And finally, please define what it looks like when you are successfully keeping the fire burning in your life and in your career. How does that feel in your body and in your mind? Does it feel energetic, passionate? Jumping up and down in the middle of the night to think about things that excite you. Again, much as with talking about staying true to yourself, I would recommend writing guidelines to know what it might look like when you have let that fire extinguish, because then that will act as a guardrail to get you back on the path that you want to be on. And particularly for those last two, staying true to yourself and keeping the fire burning, I think it may be useful to think of them as creating sort of a mission statement for yourself and the work you can do in this world, and how you really want to feel as a human spirit doing that work. Getting it down on paper will definitely clarify things for you, because it will force you to take these abstract concepts that are true and passionate and good, but just define them down to what they mean specifically for you. So I really think after having journaled on the definitions for each of those things, you're going to have a better sense of two things: your identity, what is critical to support it, and then the kind of work that you can do that will align with that identity. Because the fact is, you know, most of us have to work, and there's nothing wrong with that. That is the society we live in. And most of us have to work at jobs that don't 100% align with what our true essences are, and that is A-okay. We are all making compromises all the time in life. Nothing is wrong with making compromises. You do want to be strategic and specific with what those compromises are, and understand how those compromises can then mean you get to do the other stuff that is truly, truly important to you. For example, as you journal, it may reveal itself to you that money and salary and finances are incredibly important to you, which is perfectly fine. But then you would know that finding a job who can pay you what you need is a top priority, even if the next job you have doesn't meet all of your other angles. Or you may find that you need to work individually on projects. You don't like group work or working in like a large corporation. Or you may find that travel to a specific region of the world is a priority to you. So then you would make your job choices based on those factors, understanding that the next job you end up in may not meet other factors that are less important to you. And you need to know that whatever job or career you take next will definitely not be perfect. You know, it's not going to fill this need for identity, as I talked about, or purpose. You know, because we live in an imperfect world. There's a lot of racism, sexism, capitalism, lots of issues at hand. But if you are defining what is critical to your identity and what compromises you might be willing to make, you will start to learn what parts of a job you can live with and parts of a job you can't, which is a critical and valuable skill that will carry you through the rest of your life. And that's why identity is so important. When you have defined who you are to yourself outside of a job, then you can truly understand your core priorities, and then the work you want to do then is going to follow. But do not look to a job to define your identity or meaning or purpose or burning fire for you and work backwards from that. You need to do, you know, the reflecting on the inside first. And you're an adult, you're a grown-up, you're 27, and you know lots of stuff. But just in case you don't know this yet, because I didn't know it until like 2 years ago when I was 37, and I honestly think some people end up never knowing it, your job is just one part of how and who you are in the world. It is just one facet. It is not the sum impact of who you can be in the world and how you can move in the world and how you can make an impact in the world. Please remember that, whatever you take away from this podcast. You can do as much as a drugstore cashier, as a CEO, and both are just as worthy. And it's also just as worthy if you did not have a job, if you were not employed anywhere. You are just as worthy in any scenario, employed, unemployed, needing to work, not needing to work, because you exist. You have a right to exist, and you are a precious soul, as cheesy as that may sound. I really do believe it with all of my heart. And the best thing you can do to believe this is reflect on what makes you you and what is core and critical to your identity to you. Not you in a career, but just you. Whew, okay, I got real earnest there, but that's who I am. So I am going to mention a couple of other things that I think are worth talking about. And I notice parts of your letter, I only notice this because it's a thing I have personally dealt with well into my 30s, that is. And that is my relationship with authority. I didn't notice it till my therapist called it out to me even just a few months ago. And the fact is, I don't deal well with authority. I do not like authority figures. I poke at them. I question them. And though it happens quite a bit less these days, I often have thought of myself frequently as the smartest person in the room and just figured if I was in charge that everything would be run perfectly. That's right, I am a peach to work with. But I did think about this in regards to your letter, because you mentioned both the words ego and resentment. And egos are a heck of a thing to deal with, and they are real. And but the fact is, there are egos in every field. So no matter where you go, there's going to be egos there, because we're human and we have egos, and people are going to be having this ego because they are going to be defining their self-worth from their job, as we talked about, as you shouldn't do. So they're going to do things to maintain that power and to maintain their identity as a person who works in that job. And I honestly think no matter what asset of the healing field, this healing sphere, excuse me, that you might go into, there are definitely going to be egos in the healing sphere. You know, that's whether you go into medicine, you know, or yoga or alternative healing. In all those fields, there are massive egos. So just be conscious of that. And something else I've learned generally is that our unconsciously held attitudes towards authority are often revealed in our personal views of organizations and institutions. So if you are holding a lot of issues with seeing an entire field as having a lot of ego, or if you're holding on to resentment in your job and that's been a thread for you, it may not have been, but it's worth looking at because it could relate back to your relationship with authority. And having a complicated relationship with authority doesn't mean anything in terms of your intelligence or capabilities or ability to have a successful career. But it is something to think critically about because inherently jobs have hierarchies and you're always going to have a boss or senior people above you, right? Unless you end up working on your own, which is something to think about. So it's worth exploring if any of what I've said rings a little bit true for you, and it may not. I may have misread the situation, which happens. But either way, there are a couple of interesting articles about relationships to authority that I'm going to link to in the show notes and Facebook comments, and you can read those if you like and reflect on them. So finally, this is the realist, mothering, nagging, practical side coming out for me. Save for at least 3 months before you quit. 6 if you can. We are in a tenuous job market. Unemployment's low, so finding jobs is difficult, right? Like, it's going to be difficult perhaps, so you want to make sure that you have a great cushion for you. It depends on your situation if you can do that, and if you just can't wait long enough to save that much money, I totally understand. But you want to be watching out for yourself, number one, so get some money behind that. You know, it is not wrong to be practical and thrifty around that front. So that's it. Thank you so much for your question, and I wish you very well in your journey and discovering a career and job that may better align with who you are and what you value. You sound incredibly motivated and passionate, and I think you'll figure it out sooner rather than later. Please write back, though, if you found any of this useful or with any updates. And listeners, if you have ideas for this reader or would like to share your own experiences in finding a career that aligns with your true purpose and identity, you know, a career that doesn't define your true purpose and identity, but aligns with it, email me at Kathy Andrews or leave a voicemail at 202-525-6558. I would truly love to hear from you because I know this job/meaning thing is something that basically we're all trying to figure out every day of our lives. Okay, so this is the third episode of the podcast, and I'd like to introduce a new segment called Thoughts and Happiness. It's a working title. It sounds a little cheesy as I say it out loud, but I kind of like it. I am going to read one thought-provoking question or exercise I'd love for you to try in the week ahead, and I will mention one thing that is bringing me joy as well. So this week, the thought of the week is one I'd like to share from Dennis Turch on Twitter. He is the founder for the Center for Compassion-Focused Therapy, and his Twitter is awesome. It's very real and very thought-provoking. And one of his recent tweets states this: "You don't have to argue with unhelpful thoughts. And in fact, doing so might increase the power they have over you. Instead, see if you can just practice letting them be there without needing to believe in them." Right? Mind blown. I'm definitely going to try that this week. You all know that I believe in the power of observing, noticing, and naming in terms of unconscious emotions and feelings, or in that second critical voice in your head. And you don't have to argue with it. You can just notice it and be like, I am really feeling sad right now, or I am questioning my self-worth in this moment. That's interesting. And just leave it there. And I think this is a really fabulous way to do that. And one thing that's bringing me joy this week is sort of a simple thing, but I got a ton of photos framed and I'm putting them around my home. And this is something, I don't know why this took me forever to do, but it just seems such like a burden, like, oh, I got to pick the photos, I got to make sure they're high resolution enough, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I was like, had two photos in my entire house of family and friends. And I was like, it really brings me joy to look at photos of my family and friends and myself with those people. So I need to make this happen. So Amazon has a, like, they actually have a photo printing, like, thing, which I did not realize. So, you know, the magic of internet shopping came to save me. And I actually think the photo, like, the thing that was preventing me from doing the photos was the millennial burnout, that BuzzFeed article that we've talked about here on this podcast before, and that's been mentioned in a lot of different places by Anne Helen Peterson. The article where millennials, and a lot of people, frankly, are short-circuiting in the face of sort of minor errands and tasks that need to get done. For me, that was framing photos. It was like on my to-do list forever. It just seemed completely insurmountable. So I put it as a resolution for 2019, and I did it. Ordered a bunch of frames and photos online. Look how cute this photo is. This is me and my sister and my niece. It's in my bedroom. I love it. It's so nice to have those photos around. So find an internet photo printing service. Just get them mailed and find some cheap frames. They do not have to be perfect. I ordered a bunch of cheap frames off of Amazon. And the display of those people that I love in my home is bringing me a lot of joy this week. So that's it. That is it for today's Sunday Soother Advice Casts. If you've got questions or advice and ideas for the topics that I discussed on today's show, please email me at kathdandrews@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 202-525-6558. And you can head to tinyletter.com/candrews to submit your questions anonymously. Thank you so much for listening. And here's to living the week ahead with lots of thoughtfulness, connection, meaning, and joy. And I'll see you next Sunday. Don't know why I did a little, like, wink and point, but we're going to end on that. So have a great week, everybody. Take care.